Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's winning, but you're not. The energy is falling to the bottom. You're trying every day, but you never catch a break. Just stop, you ain't bitter about us, you're on hard. And there are more clouds seen from afar. You try to hold on, but it's wearing on your
veins. Ooh, don't throw in the towel.
However, surrender all to the one that can make this all. Everything moving, just stop, stop.
Wow.
And everything flying, just drop, drop. You wanna do more, but this war has got torn. It's not by the hands of a man that you live, live, but by the faith in the work that you give, give. You were destined to be great since you were born.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Welcome once again, listeners, to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Elders Nation Show. Tonight we have with us Elder Yael, Elder Eber, and myself, Elder Uliah. And we're going to be continuing on under this theme about our people and how we need to come out from sexual sins. We're going to add a lot more to it tonight, so stay tuned. We're going to be speaking specifically tonight on the following. You must control yourself, wicked world. You must control yourself in this wicked world. And Elder Eber is going to read our scriptures supporting this title. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Toda, Elder, Toda, Toda, Toda. Tonight's reading will be taken from Galatians 5:16-26. And it reads, "And I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not accomplish the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, And these are opposed to each other so that you do not do what you desire to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under Torah. And the works of the flesh are well known: adultery, warring, uncleanness, indecency, idolatry, drugs, sorcery, hatred, quarrels, jealousies, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, and fraction, envy, murder, drunkenness, wild parties, and the like, of which I forewarn you, even as I also said before, that those who practice such as these shall not inherit the reign of Yah. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trustworthiness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no Torah. And those who are of Messiah have impaled the flesh with his passion and the desire. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. That ends the reading of Galatians 5:16-26. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Elder Todah, Elder Heber for that scripture reading, and Todah, Elder Yelaya for the introduction. All right, so this is, again, I'm Elder Yael. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation, you know, that Hebrew Israelite nation. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I don't have to be ashamed of that, you know, in spite of what, you know, we see going on within our nation and what they're trying to do to us out there in the world. You know, the Gentiles have their things that they like to do and say to try to put people down. But let me tell you something. The scripture tells us Abraham was a Hebrew, okay? Abraham, the Hebrew. See, so I don't have to be ashamed. That's why I believe Yahushua, he even said, if you're ashamed of me, you know, before this wicked generation, I'll be ashamed of you, you know, in the presence of the angels, the holy angels, okay? So we don't have to let ourselves be tricked into denying who we are, you know? We are the Hebrew Israelites. That's who we are. We got to be ashamed, you see? And because
Excuse me, yeah. Elder?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, Elder.
Time and then we lost you again for about 10 seconds. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay. Let me make sure that I got everything in place. All right. How about now? How's it doing now? Do you guys hear me now?
You're great now. I can hear you great.
Yeah, okay. You're good.
Okay. All right, Todah. Yeah, something must have got tangled up, I guess, when I was trying to move this phone off of this book here. But now I got it settled now. Okay, hallelujah. All right. Okay, well, anyway, like I was saying, we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation, and we come into you each Tuesday night with a message, and we try to do our due diligence, studies, you know, because we want to let the world know that we're not ashamed of who we are, okay? We are Hebrew Israelites. That's what we call ourselves, you know? And of course, we do know that Abraham, the scripture tells us, he was a Hebrew, Abraham, you see? And so we don't have to be ashamed of that name, Hebrew Israelites, because we see this devil is going out doing a lot of things that trying to start his little, to trying to start some of these things that Yahushua has already warned us in the book of Matthew, chapter 24. You see, he told us, you know, these things, persecution and all of this stuff. You can read it, okay? And he said, in fact, let me just go to it real quick so that we can understand that we, you know, got to be strong in these last days, okay? And he tells us, for many shall come in my name, saying I am the Messiah, and they shall lead many astray. It's Matthew chapter 24, and I just started in verse 5 there. And verse 6 tells us, and you shall begin to hear of fighting and reports of fighting. See that you are not troubled, for these have to take place, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and ring against ring, and there shall be scarcities of food and deadly diseases and earthquakes and places, okay? And all these are the beginning of birth pain. So, you know, like I said, we just have to take a look at these things because he tells us, let me see here, right on down further, and then many shall stumble, okay? And he tells us in verse 9, let me look at that real quick, then they shall deliver you up to affliction and kill you. And you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Okay, so that's why I say, you know, we might as well toughen up now, okay? Because the devil is really starting to try to squeeze in on, and he's made it up. He's coming up with excuses. He's already starting to come up with lies on us, you know. I don't know if you've heard about the little incident that happened just the other day. It was on the news. We had these people that was confronted by the Indian guy. You know, something going on, and they were protesting. They were just out there protesting, you know, from the Catholic school, okay? And they were wearing this mega hat, Make America Great Again hat, you see. And, of course, you know, they out there now, they have made up something like it's a bad thing, you see what I mean, to wear that hat. In other words, you could be get hit upside the head or shot maybe if you wear that cap that says Make America Great Again. And I think that's what these guys was doing at this Catholic school, and this Indian guy, you know, somehow he managed to crawl himself from out of the midst, in the midst of them, and coming all up in their face, you know, beating this drum and stuff, but there were a few Hebrew Israelites there. I don't know, there was about six of them, maybe. And they did not start this thing. In fact, they were kind of like standing on the side. But, you know, of course, these were the ones that we see out there with the uniforms on. And, you know, the fact is that they weren't the ones that actually, I think, started this thing. But now if you listen to the Washington Post, you'll see that now everything is centered around them. It's like, wow. And I noticed every day this week, every time I listen to the news, it's all of a sudden they're just making this whole thing around the Hebrew Israelites. You know, like they're the one came out there and started everything. Well, you know, they have their way. But in this case, what I want to do, there's a young man by the name of Nehemiah, okay? And he have a YouTube message that he's speaking about this situation, all right? And he's on YouTube. If you want to hear, I just want to play a little bit of his message that he's talking about this Hebrew about this situation, about the Hebrew Israelites. And I like what he's saying. That's why I want to just, if it's okay, I want to share a little bit of it on this program here. You know, but again, like I say, his name is Nehemiah, and you know, all you got to do is go on YouTube and look for his message, Washington Post Attacks Hebrew Israelites. And he goes on to say, and we are next. And so that's why I'm interested in listening to some of this. And so if y'all don't mind, we're going to listen to a little bit of it. And again, we're not going to listen to the whole thing because it's about almost an hour, you know, yeah, close to an hour. And so I'm not going to listen. I just want to listen to just a little bit, maybe the first 10 or 15 minutes of it, so that you can get the gist on that, you know, because it's exciting to have one of our people, you know, so knowledgeable and so into what is going on out there, you know, he could really give you some thoughtful mind thinking, some things to think about, you know, especially the way these Gentiles been acting, you know, so if you know, no further ado, I'm just gonna go ahead and kick it on and let it play for a little bit, okay, and then we'll be back, and if you guys have some comments or anything on it, then go ahead and we can all kind of discuss it, you know, as part of our program tonight here. Okay, so here we go. All right.
Let me start off by saying that this is not about the Hebrew Israelites. If you're somebody who has your issues with them, then that's fine. But understand, the same way that I told you that the whole R. Kelly thing is not about R. Kelly, Bill Cosby wasn't about Bill Cosby, it's about white supremacy launching an all-out offensive against black people, black men in particular. That's what this is about. The Hebrew Israelites are being used as basically a case study. White supremacy is making it clear that they are now about to start formally going after black voices on the internet. Whether you agree with the Hebrew Israelites, whether or not you think they're right, whether or not you like what they do is irrelevant. The point is, they are a non-sanctioned black voice, and the white media is using them as a template. These guys get out there, they say some pretty loud stuff, they say some pretty off-the-wall stuff, they're pretty controversial. But then again, all black people who don't agree with white supremacy are controversial. But if you look at what the white media decides to hone in on as what they don't like about the Hebrew Israelites, you find that it conveniently dovetails with everything that they also don't like about the new voices of black media. Remember, this is not about the Hebrew Israelites. They're using them as the thin end of the wedge. These guys get out there, they're loud. Say they're speaking strongly, they're calling people names and such, and the white media looks and goes, see, that's how these new voices are. They're not responsible. They're not like the old black media. They're not like the responsible Negroes in the Congressional Black Caucus. Well, these guys say that they don't like homosexuality and they have a problem with white rule? Oh, something must be done. The same way that the white media has been using their media monopoly in order to try to make black men into the face of sexual harassment and assault, as so as to get attention off of the white males who actually are the face of sexual harassment and sexual assault. They're using their media to try to prop up the next media offensive. We've been speaking out against these bastards, and we've been having an impact. So what they're doing is they're laying the groundwork for how they intend to come against us. It's going to start off with the Hebrew Israelites, and next thing you know, they're going to segue to, you know, there are these other voices over there. They may not stand on street corners, but you know, a lot of stuff that they say kind of dovetails with these Hebrew Israelites. That's how these guys operate. They're going to choose one in particular to hold them up as the bad nigger figure, and then they'll turn right around and say, and all the rest of you, you're no better than them. So we're going to, first of all, come up with a means to go after these niggers over here, these loud guys in these outfits. And then that's going to become the new rules for how they go after anyone and everyone because they don't have a means to counter what we say. I'm going to break down the Washington Post's article about the Hebrew Israelites. This came out just today. Now, for the last couple of days, people have been hearing about the protest on Capitol Hill in front of the Lincoln Monument, and you had these Donald Trump supporters who were taunting Native Americans who were there, and it led to a standoff, and everybody's like, oh, just another case of Donald Trump's very fine people deciding that some non-whites need to be put on notice and disrespected. And that's how it was for a while, but the white media was like, whoa, we don't want white folks to get too at each other's throats, so we need to find a way to throw some niggers in there. Next thing you know, who are the black Israelites at the center of the viral standoff at the Lincoln Memorial? Wait a minute. The Hebrew Israelites were at the center of it? There were only like four or five of them there, and they were not the ones who were up in anyone's faces. They were standing off to the side. How the hell are they at the center of it? Well, this is where the white media has got to explain things to you, because if you look at it, clearly the Hebrew Israelites were not the ones who kicked this off. They were not at the center of anything, so the white media needs you to listen to them as they spin their fairy tale for you. Now, I'm going to be quoting liberally from this article, but just understand, this is supposed to be the so-called liberal media, and this is what the liberal media has to say about black people. In the initial media churn, they were nearly missed, but a small band of Hebrew Israelites, members of a historic but little-known American religious movement, may actually be at the center of a roiling controversy that has gripped the nation in recent days. It began with a now-viral video clip filmed Friday at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. The clip was widely understood as being centrally about the dangers of Trumpism, and the teenagers who were taunting the Native Americans were condemned. But a longer video soon bubbled to the surface, widening the lens. There we go. There goes that. The same stuff you hear from the right wing. Whenever black people would be killed, they say, well, we don't have all the facts yet. Now you got your good liberals saying the same thing. Well, we didn't have all the facts, you see. It showed how a group of half a dozen Hebrew Israelites had in fact been goading and preaching at both the Native Americans and high schoolers, using profanity and highly provocative language for nearly an hour. So the video showing the whites and the Indians facing off, that's not the real story. The real story is there were some niggers who were over there, and apparently they were using some indelicate language. See what they did there? The Hebrew Israelites were not part of the standoff. They were standing off to the side. That's what they were doing. They weren't in the standoff. They were standing off to the side. But the white media is telling you, no, 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 they were in the very center of it. They have no evidence of it, but they're telling you that, so you're supposed to just buy it. And then they go on, and this is where the white media gets very interesting. I'll tell you black folks something. You don't know anything about your enemy. You wonder why it is that Professor Truth spends so much time learning the history of these bastards, finding out where their movements originate, who are their leaders, their ideological forebears and progenitors. It's because of the fact that you can't defeat your enemy unless you know your enemy. And the Washington Post put this up basically to show black folks, yeah, we may not have talked about you guys, but let us show you just how much we know about you. That's what this article is meant to do. It's meant to be a shot across the bow to make it clear, yeah, you voices on the internet, you black voices who do not speak up about how black people need to embrace homosexuality and you're not going for the white okey-doke and the intersectionality crap, yeah, we've heard you. You've been influencing too many black people. Even if you as individuals don't agree with each other on everything, the point is, as an aggregate, all of these voices who refuse to toe the white line, who refuse to let white media just rule the day, you guys have been influencing too many black people. Too many black people have been listening. And maybe it's not even a matter of do they follow the new voices of black media. The question is, are they following white power? And too many black folks are starting to veer off. So now it's a matter of, okay, white media is acting as the point man. We need to tell you, first of all, let's start the story off as always. Here's some dangerous Negroes over here. First, they're going to start off saying, these guys are dangerous. They're dangerous. And then it's going to be, well, we need some legislation. Somebody needs to do something. To continue with the article, dressed in fringed black garb, some with scarves tied around their heads, they preached what to many were both abrasive and unfamiliar end times messages, calling Native Americans literal descendants of the Israelite tribe of Gad, the white students' cursed Edomites, and preaching that a nuclear apocalypse was around the corner. Now look at what they did there. They made it very clear. Yes, we are familiar with what you guys are saying about white people being Edomites. This is the article just basically saying, yes, we're familiar with your rhetoric. We are familiar with these guys. They haven't said anything, but it's, as I keep telling you, just because they haven't mentioned us doesn't mean they don't know about us. They've been watching us for years. I personally know that they've been on to me for at least a decade. And any of the other prominent voices, the new voices of black media, they've been watching us too. And this, remember what I told you. These guys don't have a means to be able to counter us, but they still have an advantage as far as the administrative and enforcement arms of white supremacy goes, and that's where this is ultimately going to go to. They are laying the groundwork for that. And I also told you that we're not at a point yet where we're ready for a full-in-the-face, head-on confrontation with these bastards. That's part of the reason why they're moving now. As far as they're concerned, okay, maybe it's time for us to just go ahead and come at these new voices, these black people on the internet. Maybe the white media's looking going, hey, maybe we just have to go ahead and bite that bullet. We may give them a larger profile, but if we use our power to be able to smash these guys, if we tell people how evil they are and how wrong they are, then hopefully we can smash them and everything goes back to status quo ante. That's what they're doing here. Now, listen to the kind of research that the Washington Post has done about a group of black men who have, to the best of my knowledge, the Hebrew Israelites have never attacked anyone, unlike the alt-right. They've never run anyone over, unlike the alt-right. They've never killed anyone, unlike the alt-right. They've never started massive brawls in the street, unlike the alt-right. They've never called for anyone to be killed, unlike the alt-right. And yet, look what the Washington Post is doing. They decide it's time for a full court press against an organization who 99.9% of the people had never even heard of before today. The article says the 1970s and 80s saw the rise of an innovative new branch of black Israelism centered around an organization named the Israeli Tanakh School, known colloquially as One West, after its address on 125th Street in Harlem. The One Westers saw themselves as radical reformers of earlier generations of Hebrew Israelites who had gone astray. They were also early and eager adopters of new media. Let me repeat that for you because white media is letting you know what the problem is. They were also early and eager adopters of new media. So you had some black men who were getting their hands on new technology for media, new technology for communication, and they were eager adopters, which meant that these guys were technically proficient. You didn't have some black folks who were either begging some white people to do it for them or who were really sloppy both with their presentation and their execution. Instead, you had guys who got in on the ground floor. They were, because that's what the problem with the internet. The internet's basically, between porn and white supremacists, the internet's been on lock. But here you got some black men who apparently are carving out their own niche on the internet, and that's what the white media doesn't like. It's okay if the internet's dominated by porn and white supremacists. But if you got black folks who decide to get their hands on some cyber real estate and they carve out their own niche and begin to grow that niche, now we got a problem. Now we got something that's got to be stopped. So they're telling you exactly what their problem is. This is in like the first one-third of the article. They were early and eager adopters of new media. The white media is letting you know this is what our problem with these guys is. This is what our problem with these guys is. And as if that wasn't enough, they go on to write, these people were the downtrodden of the earth, they argued, whose past hardships were the result of their having strayed from the commandments of God. Contemporary hardships facing these groups, such as poverty, police brutality, racism, and gun violence, could be overcome only when they recognize their forgotten history as Israelites. The white media didn't throw that in there just as happenstance. They did it because what they wanted to make clear is these guys are out here being very aggressive, and they're being very ultra in people's faces, and their problem happens to be poverty, police brutality, racism, and gun violence. These tech-savvy, very motivated, and whatever you think about the Hebrew Israelites, you can't ignore the fact that these guys, when it comes to trying to get their message out, they've got no qualms about it. They're damn sure not bashful, and they're not doing a half-baked job about it either. When these guys do their videos and such, whether you like the content or not, you can't ignore the fact that these guys are actually trying to put something out there that hopefully will get people's attention, and ain't going to be some ragtag kind of thing. You see, the problem that they got with guys like Louis Farrakhan and the Hebrew Israelites is. For the first time, they're seeing black men who are using religion for the sake of empowering their people. They're using religion as a political tool to empower black people. They're not telling them love their enemy, all the rest of it. They're using religion to say, black people, you are a special people. You are a people deserving of better. You have a right to your piece of the world. God wants you to win. They're using religion for black people's interests. This is exactly what Dr. John Henry Clark was talking about. Instead of letting Europeans use it as a tool of conquest and control against you, you use it as a tool of your empowerment and liberation. Whether you agree with all the things the Hebrew Israelites say or not, the white media is letting you know these guys are not using religion the way that we brought it to them. They're using religion to empower black people. They're using religion to embolden black people. They're using religion as a means of getting black people to stand up straight, step forward, and to compete for their piece of the world. That's the problem that they got. That's the issue that they see with the Hebrew Israelites. Because everything that they're seeing, this is the same kind of stuff that gets taught in the synagogues. As far as they're concerned, black folks ain't supposed to have empowerment. As far as white supremacy is concerned, black people ain't supposed to be doing this. Everybody else can use religion to empower themselves, but black people shouldn't. You only thing black folks need religion for is to learn how to serve your master. Whenever they tell you turn the when they tell you turn the other cheek, they don't tell anybody else that. They tell you turn the other cheek. They tell you be peaceful and pray for those who use you despitefully. They tell you that. Meanwhile, when they get together with themselves, it's eye for an eye. And they're seeing some black men who are using religion as a tool of empowerment, and they want it to stop. Because it scares them. Because black people, especially black men, ain't supposed to be doing this. The Washington Post goes on to write that leaders also embraced an apocalyptic worldview, teaching that the world would soon come to an end, ushering in a time when the Israelites would assume their rightful place as rulers and the white man's time would come to an end. Now, look at that. This is what a liberal, the so-called liberal paper of record, the Washington Post, Inside the Beltway, the newspaper that all the members of Congress and the president read, and look at what they call an apocalyptic worldview. The Israelites read black people would assume their rightful place as rulers, and the white man's time would come to a close. That's not an apocalypse. When they exterminated the people of Tasmania and the Carib Island and Carib Indians in the Caribbean, and they exterminated, all but exterminated, the Aborigines of Australia, wasn't that apocalyptic several times over? No, it was white people taking what they wanted and eliminating anyone who stood in their way. That's not apocalyptic. That's just hustling for yours. So look at what the white media calls an apocalyptic worldview, black people being in charge. This is them telling on themselves. This is how bold they are about it. They're telling on themselves. Black people in the driver's seat, black people in charge, that is the end of the world. This is the white media telling you. They're saying it. They're putting it right in front of you. Black people in charge, that's the end of the world. That's the apocalypse. That is not the House of Israel saying that. That's not the Hebrew Israelites saying that. That's the white media saying that black people finally being in charge, that would be the end of the world. If white people aren't in charge, that's the end of the world. They put it for you there in black and white. And the Hebrew Israelites are...
Okay, all right. I just wanted to give that portion of this. And again, like I said, that's a message I found on YouTube and by a guy by the name of Nehemiah. Okay, and you can do the same thing. You can go on YouTube, and then you can get the rest of the story, okay? This is a program. It's about 51 minutes long, and I would suggest, you know, you listen to the rest of it because this guy is on to something here, you know? I mean, because it makes me think about the things that we have seen in our lifetime. You know, we've seen how the white man shut down the Black Panthers, how they infiltrated them, you know, same thing. And we've seen how they brought down Malcolm X, you know, infiltration, used us to do it, you know, and Martin Luther King. These people have killed everybody that has tried to come together as we try to come together as a people and empower each other, you see? And so what the white man don't understand, well, he may, it's maybe why he is so scared, panicking now, because, see, this is a movement that Yah is doing, you see? Yah is doing this. And so they're trying to figure out how in the world we can stop this thing. How can we do it, you know? And since they can't figure it out, you know, and like we said, just read it, Yahushua said, we will be hated, you know, and we will be persecuted too. And so we have to keep ourselves on guard, you know, and really remember what the word has told us so that we don't panic ourselves, because ain't no telling how these folks may act. You know, and I just want to read this real quick in Revelation chapter 3, you see, in verse 8, he says, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one is able to shut it, that you have little power, yet have guarded my word and have not denied my name. You see? And so with that, because in verse 10, because you have guarded my word of endurance, I also shall guard you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon all the world to try those who dwell on the earth. So hallelujah. So, you know, again, elders, if you all want to have any comments on this, or I know Elder Eulalia, you know, I know you got some things that you're going to bring out. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let you come on up. One of you all come on up, if whoever you want to be, and go ahead and go for it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Elder. That brother was preaching. I could have listened to that for the rest of the program.
Me too.
We're an unselfish group here. We're not doing this for any of our own glory or esteem. This is for all. This is for Yah. This is all for Yah. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter who Yah chooses as the messenger. That brother was really spitting some truth out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I recognize that brother. I've actually heard him now. You might have said Brother Jeremiah, it might have been on his YouTube channel, but the actual speaker, I recognize him as Professor Black Truth. I've listened to a number of his videos before. I hadn't heard the one, this one, though, about the Hebrew Israelites. I've heard other commentary on the Hebrew Israelites, but I hadn't heard Professor Black Truth bring it out. So he actually captured a clip of, I guess, he listened to Professor Black Truth, and he recorded it and played it on his program. So that was some knowledge that brother was speaking out, and it was all true. It was beautiful, you know. I was really getting fed from it. So I got this scripture there. That brother was absolutely right. He said, and they're coming after you next. Well, they're coming after all of us who proclaim truth, you know, because, you know, the Bible says the devil is a liar and there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he's speaking of his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of it. So all of us, especially Yah's people who dare speak the truth, if you're not clowning and shucking and jiving and shooting a basketball in a hoop, that's what like Brother Farrakhan said. He said they could teach a seal. They could teach a seal how to do that, you know. Put the ball on their nose and shoot it up, and it goes in the hoop, and you know, and clap for, you know, hitting a baseball or throwing a football. You know, if you're not dancing, singing, entertaining, and but you dare to, or clowning, you know, comedian, you dare to stand up and speak truth against power, against the powers of darkness. I want to clarify the powers of darkness. Oh, that nickel has gone too far now. And now we got to do something. We have to do something here. Here's a scripture, like the brother said. Now, this scripture is in Matthew 10:18.
It says, and ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake. You know, and you, one other version says, rulers and judges. You know, they're going to bring you up. And that's what they're setting the groundwork now. You see, they're setting the groundwork because they're playing the defame game. They're defaming their name. They're dirtying and muddying up their name right now. And so, by time that they come for us or come for these brothers, they're going to have the white audience, the white liberals, and the white people in general, you know, because they say they're liberal and conservative, but man, you know, when they feel that their white supremacy threatened, that they all know how to get together and unify, you know. So
that's right.
You're going to, by the time that they're about to make a move on these brothers, they're going to have their supporters, which is the general public, the people you and I work around every morning and try to act like they're so liberal and love us, and they're going to have them all in a frenzy. Yeah, get rid of them. That's a hateful group. You know, they want to rape white women. They want to destroy the American system. They want to say the good white system, the American system. Yeah, let's get rid of them. So they can have them all in a frenzy. And when they bring us before the judges and the rulers, they're going to be screaming just like they did with Yehoshua, crucified and thrown. You know, throw them in the dungeon. You know, line them up, firing squad, treason. You know, dare them to talk the truth against our system. So that brother was right on the money, man. He was hitting on all cylinders, Elders. And I enjoyed it. I can't add nothing to it. I won't try to, but I did take a few notes. And another similar thing happened. You know, while this was going on, again, just like he said, people might not think much about that version of the Hebrew Israelites, you know, the one to be on the street cursing and everything. Some people have defamed this young brother's name. You know, he's done some pretty crazy things in his past, but he seemed to have tried to right his wrong, this brother, Chris Brown.
Okay.
They're defaming this brother. They accuse him, and this goes along the same lines. It's just a different scenario. Accused him of raping a woman. I don't know if it's a white woman, a black woman, but you know, just raping a woman. Period. And he was in he was in Paris. I guess this was, I don't know how long ago, but it was recent. Maybe it was a matter of days ago, a couple of weeks ago. But this was recent enough to still be in the news cycle. Why you don't hear much about it now is what I'm about to tell you. That's why they cut it quick. But you had all these news outlets that old gossiping TMZ and even the so-called mainline, the Fox News, CNN, you had all these news artists just rushing a judgment. You know how they say when a police shoot an unarmed, innocent black man, don't rush the judgment now, even though the camera showed him, you know, standing over the man, the man with his face turned to the ground, just shooting the man, you know, execution style. They said, well, don't believe your lying eyes. Just wait until we can think of something. Don't rush the judgment. Give us a few days. We'll think of something to justify this. They rushed the judge, you know, raped the girl. They threw him in jail. He's supposed to be a celebrity, you know, dancing, singing for the people, and they loved to go to the shows and listen to his music. But boy, they throw a Negro right in jail when they, you know, if he goes against something. And I'd say, what is he going against? Oh, I found out what he went against. I make a long story short. They kind of find out he didn't do it. Of course he didn't do it. But you know what? The news, back in the day, at least they say they did, they used to retract, they used to print a revision and say, you know, they're sorry, apologize for the error they made. Oh, you didn't hardly see no news agencies doing that. They just left the brother's name muddy. As far as if people didn't read the papers after that, they'd think the brother's a rapist, you know. They didn't recant the story. You had a somebody on YouTube did it. They even put a black person up, the rapper named Eve, to say he was guilty. And then they put her to apologize. So the white people don't have to apologize. They put a black person to apologize for them, the ones who did. But I'm going to let Elder come up, Elder Eve. But look what happened. They found out what was all the commotion about. Just like we know the commotion about these Israelite brothers, no matter what you say about those brothers down the corner, yes, some of them from that one West, you know, they are mixing some untruth with truth, but the main thing that they have is truth, which is this. And I'm saying this. I don't ascribe to a lot of their doctrine, but they do have this one fundamental truth. They know that the so-called black people, so-called Negroes and niggas and whatever else, you know, they call them, the descendants of slaves, they know that we are the true descendants of the ancient biblical Israelites. They got that right on the money. And I'll stop it there. I'm not going to get into their doctrine, but they got that one fundamental cornerstone correct. Okay? And that's what they're most afraid of. But this brother Chris Brown, I found out he got what they call the master recordings of his music, all of his writing. And they don't like any black artists. A lot of people say that's why Michael Jackson and Prince, that's why they had to take them out, because that means they stopped making money off of niggas. And so they have to take them out. And even the would-be Sam Cooke, he hadn't got to that point. He was getting to that point. So they snuffed him out before he even got there. So they say Chris Brown is the youngest recording artist, before he even made 30 years old, to get all of his master recording. So no matter what you think of the brother, I would say Israelites out there, send up some prayers for this brother, because they're coming after him. These devils are coming after him, and they'll try to say anything. They'll try to say his plane went down in a storm. They'll try to say he took too much drugs and, you know, overdose or, you know, car crash, anything. And these sheeple will believe it. So send up some prayers for this brother. You know, of course, ultimately, his life is in Yah's hands. But let's expose these devils. So he got his masters, and that means the money goes in his accounts, not theirs. So these devils are something else. So I'm going to stop there. I'm going to let Elder Eber come up, because I know Elder Eber probably got some good things to say about this, too. That was a powerful clip, Elder. I enjoyed it. The hallelujah. I'm going to bring up Eber.
All right. Yeah. Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah. You know, the brother eat everything mainstream, and everything that they have saying is just so true. The problem is with these going people, or white people, so to speak, that they know indeed who we are, and they know that their time is short. And if anything that is going on, we just have to be in the vicinity. It don't have to be us. They're going to put it on us, because they need to get rid of us. They think that by getting rid of us, that they're going to save themselves. But it's not so. So, you know, we have to be very careful when we are this and when things going on, because, you know, they're looking to kill us all. You know, they recognize that we come into the truth, and we know the truth, and we know who we are. And because of that, they are trying to kill us all. Yes, they used to go there, we'll put our hand up, they shoot us down, because they know where they apply your eyes. I know that we come in to know the truth, I know who we are, that even make it worse for them. So what are they doing? They're targeting us, wherever we are. You know, if something go down and they look around, And if you want of us, they're going to place the blame on us. We don't have to do anything, anything at all.
Okay.
So that's what's going on there now, and that's what we're facing. And we know the time is close. But we also know that Yah is fighting for us. We got to continue to believe and trust in our Creator and know that He got this. Their time is closing in on them. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to stop us. So the lie continues. The lie continues. And that's what we have to face in this country, family. And that's the way it's going to be until Yah come and take us out of here. So when I see stuff like this happening, knowing the scripture, know what it's saying, I know that's the way it's going to go. The brother read a few scripture a while ago, were pointing that direction. You know what I mean? So we have to be prayed up. We have to take it all to Yah, because He's our deliverer. He's the only one can save us. If they have their way, they'll shoot us all down in the street without we do anything. Just walk up to us, put a gun to our head, and shot us right there at cold-blooded murder.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they would have done to us. So we just got to believe and trust in Yah that Yah got this. We got to keep watching, family. These are times when we see things like these, we need to get up. I don't know why we're not teaching that. They don't love us here. This is not our place anymore. Either brought us here to do all these things to us. It's time to get out. If you can get out, family, it's time to get out. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say. Mm-hmm. This is not going to stop. This is going to continue until Yahushua come back. That's all I have to say. The brother eat it right on point. He's on point.
Hey. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, that's what we, you know, because and I urge that anybody else that is listening to this program, you can go on YouTube and listen to the whole thing, because he's got a lot more that he brings out, you know, and it's going to make you think and realize. And what I liked about it, to me, I can hear him putting these, letting these white folks know, you can't pull the same thing over us like you've done in the past, okay? You can try it, but we're on to you now. We see what you're trying to do, you know, because even candidates on the out there that are starting to get ready to run for president, the president, you know, we see some things that they're trying to do now. You know, they're trying to slip somebody in on us like they did Obama, you see? But Obama, we had an opportunity to... You know, we had an opportunity to see what he did. And I don't think we're going to bruise the black people in this country now. I don't believe they're going to be as naive this time around, because we see they sticking up somebody, pulling somebody out the pack over there and sticking her up in our face and trying to pretend like she's such a black, down with the black, you know. And she's following some of the same footsteps that Obama walked through, you know. And are you
fact,
out there?
You could call it Obama 2.0.
Yes. Come on. Yeah, because this woman here, you know, I was listening to the news, and her, she must have done something pretty terrible when it came down to her time as an attorney general, I believe, over there in California, okay? Her name is Kamala Harris, okay? Now, we see some things. It's one person that is on YouTube, got a YouTube, and he really exposes everything that she has done during the time that she was in power over there as an attorney general, you know, in California. And how she stood up against the black people. I mean, it's some terrible things that they say about her. And I wish, you know, you could go out and listen, you know, hear some things, you know. Yeah, because, you know, how they got people in jail over there sometime back in the day. And we see one guy tell us that the bruise that they put in jail when it come up time for them to get their parole, it was like she stood against it because it was like she wanted, she did what she could to keep them in there. So that, like, when, for instance, those fires broke out in California, you know, they could have somebody to go out and fight the fires and so forth. You know, that was part of what this person was talking about her, you know, and how she insisted on them not being able to get out. No, just stick right here because, you know, you're our slaves now. We got you. And they held fast to them. And so these are things that, you know, I hope you look at so you can kind of get an idea of who this person really is. The information is out there on YouTube, and all we got to do is just go out there, search it, and look for it. It's there, okay? I don't know the name of this guy. I don't know if you know him, Elder Eliah, that he got a whole information about.
Not off the top of my head, Elder. I will do some research into that, though. But you're right about this lady Kamala Harris and how they're trying to groom the black mind, the Israelite mind, mm-hmm. to be accepted of it, mm-hmm. accepting of her, you know.
Yes.
So when they finally, you know, really push her out there, you know, she's when her name really goes up in light, that something in the black mind just going to say, oh, that's our person, you know, this is Obama 2.0. Mm-hmm. And we all know Obama didn't do anything for so-called black people, you know. So here we got another puppet, you know, dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Another biracial woman like Obama was. Matter of fact, she could be Obama's sister. You know? So she's going to be our Moses to lead us out of the promised land. Okay. I think black people have grown up a lot since then. So I'm glad you're exposing us, Elder. That's we're doing the work, like Jeremiah say, to root out, and pull mm-hmm. down, root out, expose this. Because I'm starting to see her name pop up more and more, especially you know mm-hmm. all online, and you know mm-hmm. they're saying, you know, and they're trying to hide her prosecutor. She was a prosecutor. And they're trying to hide mm-hmm. her record, but there's people coming out with it. So I'm going to look and see if we could pull up some data about her record, mm-hmm. like you say, this guy on YouTube. So,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I guess this is the night of exposure.
Yes. Absolutely. You know? So that's why we have to do what we're doing, you know, because when we look at Psalms 83, you know, it tells us. It tells us all of these nations. Let me just read it real quick on verse 1. Oh, yeah, do not remain silent. Do not be speechless. And do not be still. Oh, yeah. For look, your enemies make an uproar, and those hating you have lifted up their heads. See? They craftily plot against your people and conspire against your treasured ones. They have said, come and let us wipe them out as a nation, mm-hmm. and let the name of Israel be remembered no more. You see that? Mm-hmm. See, so this is what I'm saying. For they have conspired together with one heart, just like you said. I mean, instantly, all of a sudden, they all saying the same thing. And I tell you, you couldn't distinguish Fox News from CNN when it comes down to this Hebrew Israelite situation that they got when they done popped all up with now. You see? You couldn't tell. So one's supposed to be so, I guess, conservative, and the other one's supposed to be so liberative, but they all on one accord with this thing about against the Hebrew Israelite. You see? And so that's why, you know, we have to pray. We have to pray and continually to cry out to Yah. He will deliver us. He'll deliver us because these people think that the world belongs to them and it's going to always belong to them, you know? But they know their time is coming to an end. the time of the Gentiles. And I think another thing that's really disturbing them, because if you listen to this guy further on down, he'll tell you how they blame us for pulling people out of the churches, you know. They blame the Hebrew Israelites for that. And I guess one thing, reason why they really blaming us, because I've noticed when I look on YouTube sometimes, there's a lot of Gentiles now are starting to teach the same message that we're teaching, and they're letting the world know who we are, you know.
And oh, yeah.
Like they, you see what I'm saying? They're saying, hey, look, know we're Gentiles, and they're the Hebrew Israelites, you know, and they bold with it too, you see. So a lot of the Gentiles, and I think that's one of the things that's really getting these people upset out there, you see. But Yah's going to do what he's going to do. He's going to save some people, and that's why, you know, it would be best for us to get our life together with Yah, keep it, stay walking his laws and commandments, walk in the Spirit, and let his Spirit lead us, you see.
Okay.
Because the devil has gotten very upset pretty quick, all of a sudden, you know. And we've been knowing this was coming. It was coming because we've been studying about it. So it ain't nothing new to us, you see. But a lot of people out there have been kind of asleep. And this thing is blowing up in their face, you see. And so we got to be careful. We got to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. And bruise, you know. Yeah.
And, you know, Elder, what we're talking about tonight is a liberating thing, but it's also an alert to action. Because this is serious. With the they're in the grooming process. They're trying to groom our mind, groom the minds of the general public to accept.
Mm-hmm.
Just what this brother said, they're going to try to make a move on people who are speaking truth in the what they call the black community, whether it's brothers like him. You know, I've listened to him. He speaks a lot of truth. He speaks a lot of political truth, you know. And I believe his heart is in the right place, but, you know, I don't know what his spiritual direction is, but, you know, politically he's right on point. And anybody who's speaking spiritual truth, that's the biggest threat to them. So I'm looking at these scriptures. I'm looking at scriptures like Exodus 3 and 9, Exodus 3 and 2:24. Mm-hmm. These scriptures, I don't want to just read them all, but these scriptures are all talking about crying out. See, when we cry, when our oppression got great, our people cried out. But they cried out together in unison. They was in one voice. You know, that look what the great anointing, when the great anointing came, the day of Pentecost, it say they were all gathered together in one place. They were on one accord, one mind. You know, and suddenly, you know, there came a rush of mighty wind. So Yah responds when his people cry out. And I don't think we can afford to wait another second. It's time for our people to cry, and this Israelite, the conscious Israelite, it starts with us. Those who are listening, and you don't know too much about this truth, cry out to the Most High yourself. Cry out to Him. It's time. These demons, they're formulating their plan. They're going to try to make a move, just like elders say. If Yah didn't restrain them, these people would come at us in the streets, like Elder said, Elder Eber, and just cold-blooded murder, shoot us in the head. That's how much they hate us and want to get rid of us. That's Yah's spirit holding us, keeping them in check. That's nothing of our people. So it's time for us to cry out. This is no playtime. They're going to come after young brother Chris Brown. They're going to come after the what they call the Hebrew Israelite organization and all truth organizations. Anybody who's not chucking and jiving and touching, you know, throwing a ball and, you know, pain in white folks, but dare to stand up and speak truth to demonic powers. They're coming after you. It's time for greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have nothing to fear. Yah told us, fear not. You know, if Yah be for you, who can be against you? But you just can't have all that knowledge and don't use it. You got to use your weapon. That's just like you have, you know, that's just like you have a bazooka in your backpack, but you're letting people throw rocks at you, and you're crying and you're scared, you're running, but you got a bazooka. You could blow them all away. You got a cannon. So you got this power. You got the power of the Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth. It's time to cry out to him. Look how he shielded them. He shielded them as they migrated away from Egypt. You know the Egyptians didn't just stand there. They came after them.
Dang.
But Yah had their back. He had their back. He just wasn't going to bring them out to leave them there. He brought them out and protected them. He let them go across on dry land, across the sea on dry land. Yah has their back, and if he has to make what we consider as the miraculous happen, it's a small thing for Yah. They could go to shoot you in the head, and the gun blow up in their face, kill them. Or
that's
they
right.
could go to come out to attack us by night, and y'all let the whole troop have a heart attack. I'm saying there is nothing that y'all can't do. We don't have nothing to fear. So
that's right.
But it's time to act. They're plotting, they're planning. Let's counter. But our counter is greater than their plan. Let's cry out to the Most High. Let's cry out to Abba Yah. And keep it simple, simplicity. Help us, Father Yah. Protect us, Father Yah. Lead us, Father Yah. It cry out, these scriptures. I'm just going to read one of them. It says in Exodus 3:9, it says, "Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me." He heard it. I'm not going to just keep reading and not stop there. I'll stop right there because he heard it. He says, it's coming to me to cry. He heard it. Don't think that your cry will fall on deaf ears. We've been suffering long enough. If 400 years is not long enough, what is? It's time to cry out. When a mother, yes, this great thing is about to happen, 400 years, and that date is coming upon us. But what happened when a mother is in travail? See, something has to happen. The labor pains have to start. See, so when that new life is about to be birthed, all kind of interactions are taking place. The water breaks. And, you know, a woman could speak on this more than I could, but things are happening in her body. Her cervix is dilated. You know, I've had a few kids. I've had a couple of kids. So I could speak on it. And so it has to dilate to a certain amount. The labor pain. Then the child comes. Israel, we're not just going to sit back and if things are just going to happen, we have to cry. We have to make something happen. Yah didn't deliver them out of the first Egypt until they cried out. They were in pain for years, but it came a point they had enough. The persecution that was so heavy, they cried out, and Yah says, "Therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me. And I also have seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them." Like I said, there's four of these scriptures. That was Exodus 3:9. I'm just going to read one more, 3 and 7.
Go ahead, Elder. No,
and Yah says, "I have surely seen the affliction. I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt." That's bondage. Egypt is the house of bondage. What do you think we're in right now? And have heard, have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. Yah hears our cry. He knows our sorrows. He knows our birth pains. He knows our pain. Something great is about to be birthed in this nation of Israel. But with the birth pain, we have to cry out to Yah so he could deliver. Cry out to him, Israel. All over this world, we have people who have been awakened all over the globe. Cry out to him, Israel. Greater is our power than their power. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. It's time to cry out. Elder, we had a whole another topic lined up. But you know what? We have to let the Ruach take control.
Okay.
It's time. This is an urgent announcement. You know how they break in on a TV show? You might be watching your favorite TV show, and then all of a sudden you hear this little beep, they beep, and they say, we're sorry to interrupt this program, but this is an emergency.
Yeah.
The emergency broadcasting system, well, this is an emergency. We're under an emergency situation. It's time for our people, Israel, to cry out. Stop playing. I'm glad we did the lessons on fornication. Our people have to stop the sins of the flesh.
What's
the bottom line? Scripture says, don't let that person will not inherit the kingdom of God. We know that. So if you want to continue on in that, you're going right to the lake. You're just going to cut right to the chase. But those who want to wash their garments, wants their heart circumcised, they want to get it right. It's not time to plan to get it right next week. It's time to get it right right now. Repent. Cry out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yah is not sleeping, Elder. Yah is watching. Yah is seeing everything that is going on in this earth. And he knows what would happen and what's going on. He's watching his people, the apple of his eye, being beaten, being killed, being raped, you name it. They have done it to us. And yet still they can still wipe us out or off of this earth. They try. They try, elders. They try. They kill babies when they're born. And he said, no, he cannot wipe us out. So when 12 years born, you have 20 of us born. They can never eradicate us from this life or this earth because we have the creator on our side. We have the master of all masters on our side. So I don't care how much they try. Yes, they are putting an urging on us. Yes. As the elder said, we have to come back to Yah. We have to cry out when these things start to happen. They have taken us into slavery. They have done everything they can done to us, and we are still here. Everything they can imagine they done to us. Now they shoot us down in the street. Now we can't walk. We have a label on our back that we cannot get away. And the label is, we belong to Yah. And because we belong to Yah, the devil is after us. And he uses them to condemn us continually, constantly. So you see, that's what we are facing. But as the elder said, we have to cry out. We have to repent of our sins that we have committed. We got to come back home to Yah. We got to stop being on the fence. We have to get real with ourselves and let Yah know we are ready to come home. We've done away with these sins. We have to ask for forgiveness. We have to repent, repent, repent. I don't know why we're not getting it. Israel is awakened.
The dry bone are coming back together. They are coming together. And when we come together, we got to cry out. We have to get ready for what Yah is getting ready to do for us. He's getting ready to redeem us. He's getting ready to take us home. We have to stop our foolishness. We got to stop, take part in this world and do as they do. Spiritual adultery is unfaithfulness to Yah. It is having an undue fondness for the things of the world. We have to change, family. We have to change. We can't continue to do as they do. Because while we are enjoying the things of the world, they are exposing us, they are killing us, because they know who we are. And once we come back to Yah and start calling Yah, we start coming out of the churches, we stop calling on your God, Jesus, we are a marked person. And they are out to get us.
That's right.
The target is on our back. All the guns is aimed on us. We are their target. How can I get this? We see it when we watch. It's in the news. They cover it up daily. As much as they try to cover it up, Yah exposes them. They show you the young man has his hand up in the ear and they shoot him down in cold blood and they try to brainwash us. Say that's not the way it happened. And so many of us believe them. So we see what happened there. What does that mean to us? What does that mean to us? Are we cursed that bad that we can't know truth from wrong? Are we so caught up in the things of the world or the things that they say that we can't define right from wrong? Does we allow the devil to control our mind completely? Why aren't we not making the right choices? Why are we continuing to go down the wrong street? Is it not clear by now that they are not for us? They are against us? It's time for us to wake up, family. It's time for us to see the light. Yah has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. He has written down, he said in his word, what to expect, what not to expect. He tells you about his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. He tells us what we need to do, not do. But it seems like we need to do what they do. We need to eat their pork. You know, we need to commit adultery. You know, we need to sleep with animals. We need to sleep with men and women. Everything that he said we're not supposed to do, that the world does, we want to do it because we think they are having so much fun. Do you believe man over Yah? Do you? That Yah word become void? Yah word is not void. Man word is void because they talk nonsense. The devil works through them and they take you in the lake of fire. Think about it, family. It's not that hard to see. It's not. We have to get back to your laws, his statutes, and his commandments. It's time. Repent and come home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to just kind of look at these last verses here because, and they're found in Jeremiah chapter 30. And I'm going to start with verse 9, okay? And I think this is another thing that got these people scared, and they don't know what to do, and the devil is just speaking to them, causing them to just slip up, just like a fool, whatever. It says here in verse 9 of Jeremiah chapter 30, and they shall serve Yah, their mighty one, and Dawid, their sovereign, whom I raised up for them, okay? And you do not fear, Ob Yaakov, my servant, declares Yah. Nor be discouraged, O Israel, for look, I am saving you from afar, from this old country over here in America. I'm saving you and your seed from the land of their captivity. You see? Told you, from the captivity. And Yaakov shall return and have rest and be at ease with no one to trouble him. Okay? And he goes on to tell us, for I am with you, declares Yah, to save you. Okay? So we got to remember these words here. Though I make a complete end to all nations where I have scattered you, yet I do not make a complete end of you. You see? But I shall reprove you in judgment and by no means leave you unpunished. See, so this is what I believe the world is starting to recognize and realize when they read this stuff. Because you know those Gentiles out there, since they're watching us so close, you see, they're reading our words, our scripture, our history. I mean, they're trying to figure out everything, anything that they may think that they can do to cut us off, you see. And so when they read something like this, then they all of a sudden realize, you know what, we're the ones that's going to be cut off. We're the ones going to be coming to an end. You see, he's going to make a complete end of us. But look what he's saying about those people that we held in captivity, those slaves, those black folks, those niggers, in other words, you know. Look what he's saying. I make a complete end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I do not make a complete end of you. You see? So this is encouraging for us right here. You see? Which means, let me see that Israel is here forever. They cannot destroy us. You know? And that's why Yahushua said, don't be afraid of those that kill the body and cannot destroy the soul in hell. That's the one you need to be afraid of. You see? So when we see this, we know that, like he said, Yah says he is with us. He is with us. So hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, hallelujah. So elders, I see, you know, whenever you guys are ready to cut off, we can, but, you know, look, we've gone like 22 minutes over the hour, so it's up to you guys. I'll leave it up to you. And in the meantime.
Well, Elder, I just have basically one more thing to say.
Okay.
We said a lot of truth here, and sometimes some of our white brothers and sisters, they get a little scared and nervous when black people start talking truth and not joking and clowning. But I want our white brothers and sisters who have a heart to know the Most High and to follow the Most High. You can look at your redemption in Romans, the 11th chapter, where he talks about being grafted in. And for time's sake, that's why I can't read it. But you can read the 11th chapter of Romans, where it says, it talk about the branches being broke off. And we're being grafted in again, the original branch. But you guys, a wild olive tree, you can be grafted in to Israel. And Yah looks at us as all Israel. He's talking about the natural branches, that's us, and those who grab hold to our coattails, so to speak, those who believe in Mashiach. But you got to come humble. Yah resists the proud, but he gives mercy to the humble. So
that's right.
Our Gentile brothers and sisters, all those other nations of people and tongues who know you are not Israel of the flesh, our Gentile, our white brothers and sisters, Asians or whatever, you too can be of the household of faith. You too can be grafted in. And if your heart is right and you're sincere and you call on our Mashiach, Yahushua HaMashiach, you can be grafted in. And Yah will look at you as
spiritual Israel. Though you're not of the flesh, Israel, he would look at you as spiritual Israel. So instead of those of you who call yourself spiritual and you want to know the creator of heaven and earth, don't let this message scare you. Let this message bring you clarity that you have to stop fooling around. You have to drop religion. You have to come to truth. We are the descendants of the ancient Israelites of Scripture. We are the natural branches. So don't deny, don't fight against the natural branches. Humble yourself and call on the Most High. And he will abundantly pardon. That's what the Scriptures say. It say, though your sins, come let us reason together. He said, though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they were crimson, they shall be as wool. So we want to let you know that we're not preaching a racist message. When we preach of our nationality, we're just identifying who we are. But we don't preach a racist message like white supremacists do. So, Yah, there will be all nations and tongues, those who have a pure heart, those who come to him humbly. So don't, if you have a pure heart, if you have a heart to know the Most High, this is not a time for you to be afraid of the natural branches, because that's what your media will try to make you do. They'll try to sensationalize this, and they'll try to fearmonger and make it look like we're a bunch of haters and racists. Nothing could be farther from the truth. We're truth seekers. We're children of the Most High. So if you want to join the family of Yah, you have to humble yourself and come to him. Don't deny his people. Acknowledge who his people are. And our Mashiach will be your Mashiach. I just want to leave that message with the our Gentile brothers and sisters out there who might be in confusion. There's no need to be confused. If you're looking for truth, come out of religion. Forget what you thought you know. Seek the creator of heaven and earth. They seek him while he may be found. And you will be looked at as spiritual Israel. Go ahead, Elder.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Elder.
Okay.
We are over the time. So go ahead, Elder.
All right. Okay, well, I just want to back you up, Elder Eliah, with the scripture, okay? Look at Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. What does it say? After this, I looked and saw a great crowd, which no one was able to count. And it says, out of all nations. You see, when it says all nations, okay, and tribes, and people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, dressed in white robes and palm branches in their hands. Okay, and notice what it was saying, what it says, because we just talked about the crying. It says, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, deliverance belongs to our Yah, who sits on the throne.
Hallelujah.
And to the Lamb. You see? So this is why we're speaking the way we're speaking. No, this ain't no hate thing. This is just the truth. And it is, you know, what we know Yah has already told us he's going to do. You see? And we know Yah is able to save anyone who comes to him. I believe Yahushua said, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast him out. See? So let's grab hold to this truth. And again, like I said, I am encouraged by what I do see happening. I do see the Gentiles waking up and coming on board and they are fighting with us, and they can see what to expect. You know, they can see it. So hallelujah, hallelujah for what Yah is doing for those who come to him through Yahushua, Messiah. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So, elders, okay. What we can do then is we can get ready to close it on out tonight if you all are ready. And we'll get
hallelujah.
Back together. All right. Hallelujah. And we, again, we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. And, again, we come to you every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, okay? And you can always give us a call. You can call us at 657-383-1495, okay? If you want to have a question or something or a comment, give us a call. And we'll be glad to talk with you and try to answer whatever you have to ask. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and say shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And cry out, family. Cry out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, here we go. right, all right, elders. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so shalom, shalom, right. And we will see
shalom,
you.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
All right.
Good night, elders. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. All right. Hallelujah.